Blog Talk Radio.
He's worthy in spite of what we may be going through.
in spite of what we may be facing, in spite of what we may be feeling in our bodies, God is still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank him this morning for his mercy, for his goodness. Hallelujah. For his grace. Because we realize that without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can't do anything. It's only by his power that we live and move and have our being. Each breath that we take is because he allow it. The heartbeat of our heart is only because he allow it. The movement of our feet and our hands and our mouth is only because he allow it. So we are grateful this morning for another day, another opportunity to praise his name, another opportunity to come before you this morning with thankful and grateful hearts unto God. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we just thank you right now for how you've taken care of us. No goodness of our own, but Lord, we just thank you this morning. Lord, we ask you to search our hearts and our minds. Anything that you find within us that's not like you, take it out, Father. Purge it out, Father. Consume it with your fire. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to be more like you. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We decrease, Father, that you would increase in us. Lord, because we realize that it's not us. It's only you, Father, that's moving and working through us. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you, Father, for this time. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each family, Lord, that is listening to this broadcast this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the Abrams. We thank you for everyone connected to this network, Father, in their respectable places. Lord, we just thank you right now. We appreciate you, Father. Lord, we pray. We pray for the President of the United States, for the government, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every branch of government, every branch of armed forces, we pray, Lord. We pray for veterans, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the Newtown, Connecticut family, the families in Texas, Father, that are dealing with losses. Lord God, we pray, Lord, for governors everywhere, medical examiners everywhere, funeral services everywhere, Father, bereaved families everywhere, Lord. The United Nations this morning, we pray, Lord. We are praying, Lord, for those that are experiencing hunger, those that are experiencing flood, those that are experiencing fires, Lord, those that are experiencing bombings. Lord, we pray, Lord, our heart, oh God, go out to these families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch, Lord, today. Show your love, Lord. Allow them to feel your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And help us as a people to reach out to one another. Lord, we just praise you right now. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those that are in Egypt, Father, and Iraq and Jerusalem and Johannesburg, Africa, and Cuba, Lord, in the Philippines and Venezuela. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the ones that are in Iran and Libya and Beirut, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah, Lord, we pray. Lord, for those that are Sandy Hook Elementary School families, Lord, we pray for those that are in Kenya, that are in Paris, France, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Lord, we pray for those that are in Guyana. We pray for the whole world, the whole nation, Father, the islands. Lord, we pray for people everywhere. Lord, we are touched with the infirmity of the people. Lord, we pray. We know that you are prayer-answering God. You are a healer. You are a restorer. You are a mind regulator. And you are a heart fixer. You are a supplier. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you, Lord, for being a gracious God. Hallelujah. Most of all, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. always realizing that it always could be worse. Lord, we pray for bereaved families everywhere. We pray for sick and shut in everywhere. We pray for pastors everywhere. Lord, we pray for children everywhere, those that have gone through surgeries, dealing with tumors and ulcers and all kind of sicknesses and diseases, because we know that you are the chief physician. Hallelujah, and you never lost the case. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, those that have experienced heart attacks and strokes, we pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those that are battling cancer. Lord, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, we pray, Lord, for those that are in Washington hospitals, those that are in New York hospitals, those that are in Durham hospitals. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we pray, we intercede, Lord, we pray, Lord, for those that are in Baltimore, Washington Medical Center. Lord, we pray, Lord, for stomach problems. We pray for the back problems, Lord. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, for relationships. Lord, we pray for families that are raising teenagers, because we realize to be a parent is a hands-on-hands experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it takes prayer. It takes fasting. Hallelujah, it takes staying before God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up situations to you. We lift up prayer requests to you, spoken and unspoken on today. We lift up marriages to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. We lift up the elderly to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, realizing there can't nobody do us like you. We thank you, Lord, for being able to pray. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to go to you in secret prayer. Hallelujah. Anytime we feel the need to consult with you, Father, we're able to go to you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for being able to pour out our hearts to you, Father, to cry unto you, knowing that you are our helper, knowing that you are our strength, knowing that you are our comforter. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. We appreciate you, Father. We magnify you, and we give you praise on today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of anything that we may be dealing with, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you honor, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we go into the word of God, Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. 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 He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Reign on me. Reign on me. Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Yesterday's gone, but today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Reign on me, Lord. Reign on me. Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Yesterday's gone, and today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Burn in me, Lord, burn in me. Holy Ghost power, burn in me. Yesterday's gone, and today I'm in need. Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power, reign in me, burn in me, reign on me, burn in me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. You're worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us rejoice together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Fight out the fire. Thank you.
Spirit Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, have taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who have created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Hallelujah. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. We appreciate you, Father. Lord, we come to you because we realize that we are nothing. We are just like grasshoppers. We are like the dust of the ground. Lord, we realize that without you, we can do nothing. We need you more and more each second, each minute, every hour, each day. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you to control us, to lead us, to guide us, Father, to stand by us, Father, to show us. Hallelujah, to uphold us, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we can't make it without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't open up our eyes, we are not able to see what you want us to see. If you don't open up our ears, Lord, we are not able to hear what you desire for us to hear. Our hearing and our seeing is only carnal. It's only human. Hallelujah. But when you touch us with your touch, Father, we are able to see and hear spiritually. We are able, Father, to obtain those things, God, that you have placed for us, Lord, to be able, Lord, to inhabit. Those things, Father, those secret things, Father, we are able, Lord, to understand them, Father, by your touch. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for you are a prayer-answering God. You are my God, and there's none beside you. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You are the one that sit high and see everything. You know our lying down and our rising up. You know our thoughts are far off. Lord, we ask you to search our hearts and our minds today. Bring us up to your standard, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we humble ourselves. We seek your word, God. And in your word, we have found ourselves. Hallelujah. You sent your word to cleanse us, to heal us. Lord, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to get it right today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we repent. We repent of our sins, our transgressions. We repent, Lord, hallelujah, for the ways that we have walked, the stubbornness, the rebellious spirits that we have had. Lord, we repent today, Father, hallelujah, for not walking in obedience to your word, to your standard. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now. We appreciate you, Lord, for another chance. Hallelujah, another opportunity. Hallelujah, to get it right with you. Lord, to get it right with our family members, to get it right with our enemies, to get it right, period. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for renewing our strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for restoring unto us the joy of thy salvation. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, for being able to run and not be weary, being able to walk and not faint, only because we are waiting upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And because we are waiting upon you, Lord, you are the only one that renews our strength. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray. We pray for that mother. Hallelujah, that don't know which way to turn. Hallelujah. She feels overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Her heart is broken. Hallelujah. She's faced with so many challenges. Hallelujah, concerning her family. But, Lord, we lift her up to you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, because you see the tears. You see the heart. Man looks on the outer appearance, but you see the heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to comfort that mother right now. In the name of Jesus, dry her tears, Father. Embrace her, Father. Send somebody, Lord, hallelujah, that has the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah, that will love on her and not take advantage of her. Someone that will speak your word into her spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she may grab hold of life, that she may grab hold of faith. Hallelujah, and understand that she can make it, that she has victory in you. She has power in you. Hallelujah, she has joy in you. Hallelujah, she can overcome. She shall overcome. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you this morning, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being the mighty God that you are. Thank you, Lord, for embracing us with your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah, your loving kindness, your compassions, they fail not. But they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Realizing that it's not because of us. It's not because we've been so good, but it's because you love us in spite of ourselves. You love us, hallelujah, unconditionally. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, for this nation. We pray, Lord, for the whole nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, that men and women, boys and girls, will come to repentance, that they will cry out that I want to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, you're concerned about souls. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you this morning. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up on high. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I am here.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going back into the Word of God, hallelujah. And a little thought that we have for right now is the right light. And we are coming from 1 John, 1 John, the first through the seventh verses. 1 John, first chapter, the first through the seventh verses. And we're talking about the right light. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now that's 1 John 1, first chapter, 1 John, 1 chapter, 1 through the 7th verses. Hallelujah. The right light. Eating in the dark is no fun. Low light in a restaurant is one thing. Eating in a room with no light at all is another. The same is true in our walk with God. Unless we take advantage of the light he gives, we will miss seeing what he is doing for us. We have an Old Testament picture of this, the tabernacle. As the priest entered a room called the holy place, he could only see by the light of a golden lampstand. And that's Exodus 25. We're going to Exodus 25, 31 through 40. Exodus 25. Exodus 25, 31 through 40. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it. 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side. 3 bowls made like unto almonds, with a knot and a flower in one branch, and 3 bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knot and a flower. So in the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick, and in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds, with their knots and their flowers. And there shall be a knot under 2 branches of the same, and a knot under 2 branches of the same, and a knot under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knot and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it, and the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof, shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Like everything else in the room, it had been carefully fashioned according to the pattern God gave Moses. And that's verse 40 of the 25th chapter of Exodus, 31 through 40. Let's read Exodus 40 and 24. We're talking about the right light. The right light. The right light. Exodus 40 and 24. And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation, over against the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. The lampstand is a picture of spiritual life. The gold speaks of value. The oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. The 6 branches coming out from the center shaft portray unity and plurality. The symbol of the almond blossom is linked to God's anointed priesthood. Numbers 17, 1 through 8. Numbers 17, 1 through 8. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod, according to the house of their fathers, of all their princesses, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmuring of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princesses gave him a rod apiece. For each prince won, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. Hallelujah. When all this is combined with a New Testament reference that uses a golden lampstand to represent the church, Revelation 1 and 20, we have the complete picture. God gives life through the Spirit, who works through his congregation of anointed people. Let's go to Revelation 1 and 20. Revelation 1 and 20. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 1 and 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. And let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, the Holy Spirit provides us with the light we need. Are we daily spending time in prayer and reading God's word, so that we may take advantage of it? Holy Ghost, with light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the shades of night away. Turn my darkness into day. The light of God's holiness convicts the sinner and guides the saint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness. We praise you, Lord, for your tender mercy, because you are the right light, ever shining in our hearts, in our minds, and our souls. Help us to open ourselves up to you today, Father, that you may fill us more with your light. In the name of Jesus, that we may be patterned after your pattern, to walk the way that you have chosen for us to walk. Hallelujah. In this darkened world, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Along. Let's talk about the obedience factor. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 3. Matthew 3. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 3, 13 through 17. Matthew 3, 13 through 17. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And that's Matthew 3, 13 through 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, third chapter, 13 through 17. Dewey Vander Velde refused to be baptized. He steadfastly resisted, even when his wife and daughters were baptized one Sunday afternoon. Years later, his pastor preached on the baptism of Jesus. He pointed out that John the Baptist initially refused to baptize Jesus. But Jesus said, "It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And that's Matthew 3 and 15. The pastor then added this comment, "If Jesus obeyed the will of the Father, so should we." Let me read Matthew 3 and 15 again. "And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." After the message, Dewey asked to be baptized. He said that he should have obeyed the Lord's command much sooner, and he regretted having been so stubborn. The issue, of course, was more than just baptism. It was obedience. The same may be true for us. We may be stubbornly disobeying the Lord in a certain area of our life, lying, cheating, stealing at work, not giving to the Lord. Here's what we must face. Jesus obeyed the Father in everything. His submission took him from the height of popularity to abandonment. It took him from public adoration to solitary suffering. It took him to Pilate's judgment hall, the terrible road to Calvary, the cross, and the tomb. Let it be today that we willingly decide to obey the Lord in everything. Oh, give us strength to quench the urge to do things our own way. And help us, Lord, to heed your word and precepts. It's precepts to obey. True faith will obey without delay. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. You can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. 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 Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you right now, asking you, Lord, to forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for walking in disobedience. Forgive us, Lord, for being stubborn, for trying to do things our way, for trying to work things out our way, and our own strength and our own power. Forgive us, Lord, for not consulting you. Forgive us, Lord, for not trusting you. Forgive us, Lord, for not leaning and depending on you. Have mercy upon us, Father. Help us to come up to your standards. Help us, Lord, to walk in obedience. Help us, Lord, to get into your word, to fill ourselves with your spirit, Father, because the word of life, your word, produces faith. Hallelujah. And that faith will cause us to grow in you, Father, in strength and power. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now. We repent, Lord, and we turn from doing it our own way. We turn from going our own way. Oh, Lord, and we turn to your way. We turn to obedience in the fullness. We thank you right now because you are a merciful God, and we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to get it right. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, you're worthy. Let's go to the fifth chapter of Matthew. Fifth chapter of Matthew. Hallelujah. Fifth chapter of Matthew. Hallelujah. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall teach them, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out then till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Excuse me. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Again, you have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for in your word we have a hiding place. Thank you, Lord, because your word is our anchor. Your word is our cleanser. Your word is our strength. Your word is our joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need more, more, more. I need more of you. I need more, 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 Lord. I need more of you. I need more of you. I need more of you. I need more, 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 Lord. More of you. I need more of you. I need more of you. I need more, more, more. I need more of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting, waiting on you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting, waiting on you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Revelation 20. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 20, Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And our thought right now is the blackness of midnight. Hallelujah. We just read Revelation 20. Let's read Jude 12 through 13. Jude. Jude. It's just before Revelation. Jude. 12 through the 13th verse. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. The blackness of midnight. Hallelujah. And it starts off with, when I was a young boy, our family visited an old abandoned copper mine. Having descended into the mine, our guide suddenly turned off his flashlight, and we were enveloped by an oppressive blackness. It seemed as though we could feel the darkness. Through the years, the memory of our descent into that pit has reminded me again and again of Jesus' words concerning the lost who are cast out into outer darkness. Let's go to Matthew 8 and 12. Matthew 8 and 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. As terrifying as it may be in that cave for just a few moments, imagine what it would be like for eternity. We don't hear much about hell these days, but that doesn't mean there is no such place. Have you ever thought about where you will spend eternity? According to the scriptures, you will spend it in one of two places, either heaven or hell. If you have never made sure of heaven, why not pray something like this right now? Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now receive you as my Savior. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. I don't want to be lost. I want to go to heaven. Save me. Have mercy upon me. Jesus promised, the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. And that's John, St. John 6 and 37. St. John 6 and 37. Hallelujah. John 6 Thank you, Lord. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. Be not afraid of the dark. darkness, even the darkness of night. Trusting in Christ brings salvation. You will be walking in light. Every sinner must be pardoned or punished. And the only way we can be pardoned is to repent of our sins. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and repent of your sins. Give him your life. Give him your heart. Give him your all in all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you just now. He will save you. He will save you just now. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him just now. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him just now. He is able. He is able. He is able just now. He is able, he is able just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now receive you as my Savior. I repent of my sins. I turn my back on the way that I was going, walking in disobedience. And I'm turning to you, Father, giving you my heart, giving you my all in all. I don't want to be lost. I want to be with you in heaven. Save me, Father. Save me. Have mercy upon my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. And those of you that prayed that prayer, hallelujah, believe him. Don't doubt him. Hallelujah. Get with the Bible-believing church. Get into your word. Learn to pray. Learn to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay with him. Stay with him. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on him. Stay with him. Draw closer to him. Hallelujah. For this is the day of salvation. This is the day. Hallelujah. It's a good day to be saved. A good day to draw closer to God. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let's go back into the sixth chapter of St. John. Excuse me, sixth chapter of St. John. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's start at the 22nd verse. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came an other boat from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore or saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus. 23, and then Exodus 34 and 8. That's what that is. Exodus 33, beginning at the 18th verse. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Let me move up a little bit. Let me move back up. Go up here, because this is Moses talking to the Lord. The Lord talking to Moses. Let's start at the 12th verse. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if thou hast found grace in my sight, show me now thy that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not of him. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I with thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Hallelujah. Exodus 34 and 8. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. 34 and 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. The prayers of young children show us what they think of God. Here are two I read recently. Dear God, what does it mean that you are a jealous God? I thought you had everything. I didn't think orange went with purple until I saw the sunset you made on Tuesday. That was cool. These children are right to think of God as the owner and creator of everything. The one who can paint beautiful sunsets. But how does God describe himself? Moses needed an answer to that question when he was about to lead the Israelites into the wilderness. He wanted to be assured of God's presence and leading. So he asked him to reveal himself. Let's Exodus 33, 13, and 18. In response, God came down in a cloud and said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, by no means clearing the guilty. That's Exodus 34, 5 through 7. He is good. He is also just. We too can know this God. He won't come down in a cloud, but he has revealed himself to us in his word. the Bible. We can ask him to make himself real to us as we read and study it. We'll learn that he is even more than the owner and creator of everything. And let's read Exodus 34:5-7. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. Would you like to learn more about the attributes of God? Hallelujah. Get into his word. In a world of superlatives, God is the greatest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. And let's read. Hallelujah. 33rd chapter of Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart, and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornament. For the Lord hath said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornament from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornament by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in thy sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider not this nation, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place for me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Exodus 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds see before that mount. And he showed two tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people, I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whether thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jesus, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days shalt thou eat. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. And all the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In the earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Twice in the year shall all your men appear. Twice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God, thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seek the kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses was not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. And when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 35 of Exodus. Exodus 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that you should do them. Days shall be, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spoke unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skin dyed red, and badger skins and some wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his patches, and his board, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the vial of the covering, the table, and his stave, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamp with the oil for the light, and the incense also, and his staff, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entry in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with his brazen gate, grates, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court, and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his son to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his servants, and for the holy garment. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women of whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholab, the son of Ahasamach, of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Your word of all praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord, for being stiff-necked and rebellious. Lord, we repent. We repent. Hallelujah. For being stubborn. Hallelujah. Disagreeable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive us. We repent, Lord. Have mercy upon our soul. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The book of Proverbs, the first chapter of Proverbs. Hallelujah. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy neck, and chains. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave. And whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find our precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs, the second chapter. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou quiet after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut out from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs, the third chapter. My son, for forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth standing. The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that canst desire. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep thy wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blessed the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorner, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be on these airways, Lord, to grace your people, Lord, with your word. We thank you, Lord, for every family that has tuned in today, this morning, God. May you bless them. May you strengthen them. May you encourage them. May you lift them up, Lord. May you open doors for them, Lord. Oh, God, make ways for them, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, lift up their hung down heads and increase their joy. of Jesus. Encourage their hearts and their spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God, for your healing virtue going out over the airwaves on today because you sent your word to heal us, and we are delivered by your word. Lord, we thank you right now for every prayer request. Hallelujah, that has gone up before you, spoken and unspoken. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father, for this time to share, this time to be with you, God, in prayer, in your word. Lord, we take it not for granted. Lord God, we realize that we are nothing without you. Lord, just thank you right now for leading us and guiding us in the way that you want us to go. We ask you to continue, Lord, to take control. Oh, God, be with us. Stand by us, Father. Oh, Lord, because we need you in times like these. Lord, we thank you. For we realize that we can't even walk. Hallelujah, unless you're holding our hand. We thank you right now. We appreciate you, Father. We magnify you, God. We glorify you. Oh, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, there is none like you. Hallelujah, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, we praise you. We send a shout out to Miss Pretty. We send a shout out to all the pastors and elders. Hallelujah, today. We send a shout out, Lord God, to everyone that's a part of this network, Lord. Continue to bless them and strengthen them and encourage their hearts, Lord, in the things of God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We praise your name on high, Father. Oh, God, because you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. You are our burden bearer. You are our helper today. You are our source of supply. Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And we give you glory, Lord. And we tell the people of God, God bless you. And bye-bye. Thank you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.